rather surreal news conference yesterday with Democrat Rick Wyland and Republican Stace Nelson, who are both running for U.S. Senate. They held a joint news conference in Sioux Falls yesterday. Joining us on the line is Republican Stace Nelson. Stace, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you, Greg. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I got to tell you, that was a little bit strange seeing two Senate candidates from opposing parties holding a news conference.
Well, I'll tell you, Greg, the irony is that it kind of follows up with what Republicans are calling for. Senator Mike Lee had a great article in the National Review yesterday calling for the end of Washington cronyism. But first, he said, let's end GOP cronyism. Senator Mike Lee points out, as I did yesterday, this is a huge problem for Republicans because it's exactly the opposite of what Republicans believe in.
Well, and let's talk about that. The one thing, obviously the thing that united you and Rick Wyland yesterday, and as far as I could tell, it was the only thing that united the two of you, was concern about Mike Rounds and all of the out-of-state fundraising that he's been doing.
Well, and it's not just the out-of-state fundraising. Realize I have no problem with mom-and-pop South Dakota or Nebraska or what have you contributing in the U.S. Senate race because it affects them. But what we're talking about, or what I was talking about specifically, is Mike Rounds spending so much, an inordinate amount of time out-of-state with lobbyists and basically getting this U.S. Senate race bought by D.C. and New York lobbyists. And I think that's something that should concern us all, especially with the ongoing EB-5 scandals throughout the newspapers and the press here in South Dakota.
The you mentioned how much money at this point, and I know Rick Wyland touched on it yesterday, the amount of money that Rounds has said that he has actually brought in at this point, how much has he raised?
Golly.
I mean, it was inordinate amount. Yeah, it was a huge amount of money.
Yeah, it's an obscene amount of money. And I believe it's 65 to 70% of all the money he's raised has come from outside of South Dakota. And I think David Montgomery had pointed out that a lot of that money was coming from New York, D.C., and the East Coast.
So what do you think that does to the political process then, Stace?
Well, I think it effectively hijacks South Dakota's political process. I mean, when he's got the ability to flood the market, as you started seeing, he's putting out $500,000 of advertising between now and the primary. And, basically he's flooding the market with this say nothing on the issues, fluff and empty rhetoric. I mean, he's on there claiming he's a conservative. And anybody that watches administration knows that he taxed and spent and created more government deficit spent and has a terrible record as a Republican. And so it's effectively trying to buy the election, especially with the dishonest claims that he's making that he was actually a conservative, which is a radical departure from what he bragged he was before, which he called himself a pragmatist, which a pragmatist and a conservative are not the same thing.
13 minutes past 8, sunshine in 37, Republican Stace Nelson joins us. He's running for U.S. Senate. He and Democrat Rick Wyland, who's also running for U.S. Senate, held a joint news conference in Sioux Falls yesterday. By the way, we did invite Rick Wyland to join us. He wasn't available, but we will be visiting with him in the future. How did you and Rick come together on this deal?
Well, Mr. Wyland contacted me over the weekend. And, you know, one of the things that a U.S. senator's got to do is be able to go to D.C. and reach across the aisle. And especially on interests of where there is mutual concern, where there is mutual cooperation available. And I think that dealing with the cronyism in D.C. and now how it's affecting South Dakota is something that we should be looking at. You know, Rick, one of the things that really sent a bomb off yesterday was we received a major endorsement from the Republican Liberty Caucus yesterday, and these are the folks that support guys like Justin Amash, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Rand Paul. So that sent off a bomb, and after we pointed out the problems of the Rounds administration and why he is such a liability to the GOP, you've experienced the backlash from the establishment moderate Republicans in the South Dakota GOP, and we got all these people screaming that I'm violating Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, and I'd ask folks to do a search about that. Ronald Reagan did not have 11th commandment, and historians have pointed out that he did not suffer Republicans had departed from the GOP gladly. I mean, he pointed out in his latter elections very much so, and that's how he won, was pointing out the differences between him and the moderate Republicans that he ran against.
Yeah, because this has been, I mean, this situation we have right now with the Republican Party, with the moderates versus the more conservative wing, you're absolutely right. This is nothing new. I mean, this has been going on for decades, and certainly in Reagan's time.
Well, yeah, and South Dakota Republicans need to realize that the moderates have made a concerted effort to purge the conservatives, because a lot of these moderates run as conservatives, just like Mike Rounds, claiming that they're for limiting government, for cutting taxes, for cutting spending. But when an actual conservative like myself comes along, where I've opposed the increase in spending and I actively opposed some of the crony capitalism here in South Dakota, you stand in stark contrast to what these moderates say and what they do. And, you know, I'd ask folks to take a look at my voting record. The primary is supposed to be about who is the best Republican that will actually go to D.C. and act like a Republican. And I'm happy to point out, as I did yesterday at the press conference, our voting record compared to my opponents. And my record shows that I have opposed the tax increases, and that I have opposed the increase in spending, and that I've actually been the only Republican that fought to cut government and to oppose the increase in South Dakota state government.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Stace Nelson joins us on the line this morning. Stace, one of the other Republicans for U.S. Senate, Jason Ravensburg, is coming after you in your position on the Supreme Court ruling last week on campaign finance. I guess I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond. And what was your feeling on the Supreme Court's decision?
Well, Rick, I've only briefly looked at it. As folks know, I've been out campaigning, my keister off. I've had very little time to go through it in detail. You know, I believe in free speech, but I do have concerns about the ability of these lobbyist firms to package money and to give that money to candidates like Mike Rounds. And, you know, we have limits here in South Dakota on campaign donations to candidates. And I've got concerns about lobbying firms going around our laws, not only in South Dakota, but also in the U.S. I don't think it's appropriate to have this massive amount of money coming into our state, buying our elections by people that don't have South Dakota values. And that's that should be a huge concern to all of us, that, because that's what's happening. And let's be frank about this. When these lobbyists package this money and they give that to Mike Rounds, let's not fool ourselves. There's strings attached to that. I mean, there's a reason why they're giving him this mass obscene amount of money. And it's not because they think he's the greatest person to represent South Dakotans, but because they understand that money buys influence, money buys access. And the problem is they're buying access and influence of our supposedly next U.S. senator. And to me, I mean, from what we've seen here in South Dakota with the corruption and the EB-5 scandal, and all the problems that are unfolding out of that, and everybody that remembers the Rounds administration remembers the nepotism, the cronyism, the favoritism, and the scandals and the corruption of that. I mean, the buying of influence, the helping of friends and family members, that's not what we need in our elected officials. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm running, is because I could not support Mike Rounds. And we've got to have a representative of South Dakota that represents South Dakotans, and not just Republicans, but Democrats, independents, libertarians, constitutionalists. And I've done my level best as in the South Dakota legislature to do that.
Republican candidate Stace Nelson running for U.S. Senate. Stace, thanks for your time this morning. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.